Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 8 of our Novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. Day 8, we are revisiting the seventh sorrow of Mary, the Entombment, part 2.
St. Bernard said that she moved many to tears, even against their will, so that wherever she passed, all wept who met her, and could not restrain their tears. And he adds that those holy disciples and the woman who accompanied her mourned for her even more than for their Lord. Actually, it's interesting. Okay, so just moments before us recording this, I received a text from a friend, and she was recounting how she has a son that's struggling with school and with reading, and it's causing a lot of, you know, distress in her son's life, and he's in tears because he doesn't want to read in front of his classmates. And how this is causing a lot of sadness and sorrow for my friend, his mom. And when I'm reading this, I'm being brought to tears because I see like this, the difficulty and the struggle, like for the mother and for the child. And then here I read this about Our Lady, who's like mourning over the loss of her son, and how people are now mourning because they see how much she's sorrowing. And I feel like that there's something beautiful about how God has created our hearts, that we can enter into other people's suffering. He allows that. And I think it's beautiful. Like, there's compassion there. I think it's just good for us to experience that. You know, it softens our hearts.
When great love is shown, the just response is gratitude. Mm. And so Mary has shown great love. Great love for the world, great love for her son Jesus. She's offered her son. So it's a just thing to go through these seven sorrows and to be grateful for her and to mourn with her and to be grateful for her sacrifice. That's a just thing. We have this tradition within the church, particularly on Fridays, where we venerate the cross, and on Good Friday, where we do this around the world. Where did this tradition first begin? I believe it's, is it St. Bonaventure?
Yeah, that's right.
Says that Mary, on the way back from the tomb, passes by the cross on her way home, and she does this.
On her return before the cross, still wet with the blood of her Jesus, she was the first to adore it. O Holy Cross, she exclaimed, I kiss thee, arid, adore thee, for thou art no longer an infamous wood, but a throne of love, and an altar of mercy, consecrated by the blood of the divine Lamb, who has been sacrificed upon thee for the salvation of the world.
Any thoughts?
Like, you think that it was like Holy Week? I feel like I get like this during Holy Week. But going through the sorrows of Mary is definitely like an emotional pilgrimage
for me. It would be something to consider that the next time you venerate the cross, you think that Mary has gone before you. Tradition has it, small t tradition has it, that she's the first one who venerates the cross with the blood of her son. It's a moving image for us and something we do well to remember the next time we venerate the cross.
She then leaves the cross and returns to her house. There, the afflicted mother casts her eyes around and no longer sees her Jesus. But instead of the presence of her dear son, all the memorials of his holy life and cruel death are before her. There, she's reminded of the embraces she gave her son in the stable at Bethlehem, of the conversations held with him for so many years in the shop of Nazareth. She was reminded of their mutual affection, of his loving looks, of the words of eternal life that came forth from that divine mouth. And then comes before her the fatal scene of that very day. She sees those nails, those thorns, that lacerated flesh of her son, those deep wounds, those uncovered bones, that open mouth, those closed eyes. Alas, what a night of sorrow was that night for Mary.
So what a dark night. I mean, this was a real night for Mary. She had to go back home by herself. Jesus physically wasn't there with her. And what was she left with? The memories of this incredibly traumatic event of her son being tortured, and then the memories of all these beautiful times of her with Jesus. And now she goes back, and that night everything is different. Have you ever experienced that? There's an event that has happened in your life that changes everything. And you go to bed that night, and in your mind, you maybe think of that trauma, or that painful event, and what you have lost, and maybe good memories that are associated with this loss as well, like Mary. And sometimes these nights are many. It's just not one night. There's many nights. There's a tremendous loss that has happened. Maybe someone dies. Maybe it's a loss of a relationship through a fight. Maybe it's just, you know, an illness that is taking somebody. Like, life just changes, and now you have to go to bed. But you're stuck with these memories. Mary knows what that's like. So in your grief, on those sleepless nights, stuck with the pain of memory, painful memories, run to Our Lady of Sorrows. She sorrowed, but she was not damaged. Her virtues of faith, hope, and love were completely, fully intact. Charity did not wither up and die within her heart. That, she had the perfect response, standing at the foot of the cross. We go through our crosses. We don't respond very well sometimes. And so we react in a self-preservation mode. And we cling to this world and we resist what God has allowed in our life. And so faith, hope, love starts sometimes to wither up and die. Mary did not resist the crucifixion of her son. Let that sink in. She did not resist it. There was an injustice that was happening before her eyes, and she did not resist. I'm not saying that we don't work for justice, but when God allows things to unfold that are beyond our control, as it was with Mary, then she just does not resist. This is God's will. And that's what needs to be our response in the circumstances in life that may be painful, that are beyond our control to change anything. We have to be like Mary. And when we aren't, and when we resist, then we get damaged. Then we hurt. It's the resistance against this cross that really wounds us. But it's the embrace of the cross that heals us and gives us life. And that's what Mary did. She didn't resist the cross. She embraced it every step of the way. So do you find yourself with sleepless nights? Remember Mary in this moment. So I think that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Friends, share with us below what stood out to you and why. Pray with us the chaplet that'll be at the end of this video, and we'll see you tomorrow. Our Lady of Sorrows.
Pray for us. Mm-hmm.